Campbell's crew of writers were pretty stellar. They included very top-liner names. They improved the literary quality of the genre, and they began the boom of its broader popularity. A year or so after the Golden Age began, I recall going into a major university science department. I wanted some data on cytology for my own serious researches. I was given a courteous reception and was being given the references when I noticed that the room had been gradually filling up, and not with students, but with professors and deans. It had been whispered around the offices who was in the biology department, and the next thing I knew I was shaking a lot of hands held out below beaming faces. And what did they want to know? What did I think of this story or that? And had I seen this or that writer lately? And how was Campbell? They had a literature, science fiction, and they were proud of it. For a while, before and after World War II, I was in rather steady association with the new era of scientists, the boys who built the bomb, who were beginning to get the feel of rockets. They were all science fiction buffs, and many of the hottest scientists around were also writing science fiction on the side. In 1945, I attended a meeting of old scientist and science fiction friends. The meeting was at the home of my dear friend, the incomparable Bob Heinlein. And do you know what was their agenda? How to get man into space fast enough so that he would be distracted from further wars on Earth. And they were the lads who had the government ear and authority to do it. We are coming close to doing it. The scientists got man into space, and they even had the Russians cooperating for a while. One can't go on living a naive life, believing that everything happens by accident, that events simply follow events, that there is a natural order of things, and that everything will come out right somehow. That isn't science. That's fate, kismet, and we're back in the world of fantasy. No, things do get planned. The golden age of science fiction that began with Campbell and Astounding Science Fiction gathered enough public interest and readership to help push man into space. Today you hear top scientists talking the way we used to talk in bull sessions so long ago. Campbell did what he set out to do, so long as he had his first wife and others around him to remind him that science was for people, that it was no use to just send machines out for the sake of machines, that there was no point into going into space unless the mission had something to do with people, too. He kept winning. For he was a very brilliant man and a great and very patient editor. After he lost his first wife, Donya, in 1949, she married George O. Smith, and after he no longer had a sounding board who made him keep people in stories, and when he no longer had his old original writing crew around, he let his magazine slip back, and when it finally became named Analog, his reign was over. But the Golden Age had kicked it all into high gear, so Campbell won after all.